All right, if you'd like to read with us in the 7th chapter of St. Luke, here, familiar passage of Scripture, but we're going to start reading at the 41st verse. There was a certain creditor which had two debtors. The one owed 500 pence and the other 50. And when they had nothing to pay, he frankly forgave them both. Tell me, therefore, which of them will love him most? Simon answered and said, I suppose that he to whom he forgave most. And he said unto him, Thou hast rightly judged. And he turned to the woman and said unto Simon, Seest thou this woman? I entered into thy house. Thou gavest me no water for my feet, but she hath washed my feet with her tears, and wiped them with the hairs of her head. Thou gavest me no kiss, but this woman, since the time I came in, hath not ceased to kiss my feet. My head with oil thou didst not anoint, but this woman hath anointed my feet with ointment. Wherefore I say unto thee, her sins, which are many, are forgiven, for she loveth much. But to whom little is forgiven, the same loveth little. Now, here Simon, he thought in his mind, if Christ was any kind of a prophet like he was supposed to be, he'd have knew what this woman was. Christ knew very well what she was. But do you realize what Christ was pointing out to Simon? It was customary, especially if you had an honored guest in your house, when they came in, you supplied water for them to wash their feet. It was customary that you would give them a kiss. It was customary that you would anoint them with oil. All of these things Simon had not known to Christ. And Simon was sitting there thinking he was something. He was thinking he was really something special. And looking, because he knew the woman, that what was wrong with Christ, that he would allow such a woman as this to get that close to him. But Christ realized what was in her heart. And you'll find there at that last part, wherefore I say unto thee, her sins, which are many, are forgiven, for she loveth much. Now here, Christ knew what was in her heart. And though Simon was making a show before everybody, the things that he should have done, he hadn't done. He hadn't went any extra. This woman had went far beyond what could be expected. Why? Because the love that was in her heart. And you'll find if you research this out, this ointment that she anointed his feet with, it said in another place that she broke the box. She wasn't planning on saving any of it and taking it back. But she broke the container intended to pour it all out. And I forget exactly where I read it. But they said it was very expensive. Probably equal to what a whole year's salary would have been for this woman. How much did she care that she was willing to go and do all of this? Not because she was there saying, God forgive me. But what she was doing was showing that she was honoring herself before God. That what she was honoring there, she was coming before him. Why? Before she loved him where he was and not asking a thing. But he said, because of her love and her faith. Her sin was forgiven. Me and you today, you know, are we being as Simon? What we're doing as far as our worship or our treatment of God, for a show before men? Or are we really expressing our love to God by what we're doing in our daily life? And, you know, you think of that. I don't know. I've never smelt spikenard. I don't know what it would smell like, but it was considered a precious ointment. And, you know, no doubt it was perfume the whole room. And though her sin, as Christ said, was many, what she did there, not the work itself did anything. But that was something that Simon there could see. And he was looking and wondering, why didn't Christ know who this woman was? Why didn't he realize that? And Christ no doubt had sat there. Though he took notice what was going on, he made no comment about it. But he knew what was in Simon's heart. Simon thought these things, but he hadn't said anything. So Christ just put forth the question to him about the dinner. And it was a then he seen when he pointed out the time. Simon, you don't see how wrong you are, and that's why you don't love her. But this woman is saying to me, she recognizes her sin, and she knows exactly what she is, and she comes to it there, not because that she was good, but because she loved, and she was willing to pay a great price to prove her love to God. But at the end, Christ told her, listen in that 50th verse, and he said to the woman, thy faith has saved thee. Go in peace. It wasn't the act of the oil. It wasn't the act of the tears that she washed his feet. It wasn't the fact that she dried them with her hair. It was the fact she had faith in the one that she was doing that to. You and I, it isn't the fact that we call upon God because there is no other to call upon. It is the fact that we realize that He is the Son of God. But it's the fact that we truly have faith in Him that changes us and makes us into a Christian. A lot of people say, oh, I know Jesus. He was the Son of God. I know He raised the dead. I know He opened the blinded eyes. I know He forgives sin. But do you know He forgives yours? You and I today, that's what makes a difference. That faith that we have for our own self. Just as this woman, she went away with peace in her heart. Why? Because she had faith and she had been forgiven. You and I today, that same faith today can forgive us of our sin and change us. Or we can sit and think that we're something and be as Simon, unchanged. Another place it speaks about Simon being a leper. But, you know, he wasn't asking anything of Christ. If he had asked and had faith, he could have been healed. You and I today, isn't it wonderful to know faith in God still moves mountains? Faith in God still forgives us of our sin. And each and every one of us, you know, as we think about people that we've invited to church, as I was reading the newsletter this week, I was wondering what one person would think about that when they had been invited and had said they were coming and then they didn't. I was wondering just how are they going to receive that. God, don't you think God looks down
and wonders, what more could I do to get people's attention when I've done so much? You and I today, God paid such a price, and He brought it and knocked upon our hearts. And you know the wonderful thing about it? It's not that God don't love us, but it's because that He loves us so much that He made it so easy, but man makes it so hard. God put it within reach, but man don't want to bend his elbow and reach out and take hold of it. Man wants God to place it in their heart and them to do nothing and think, that's all. This woman, by all of the work that she done, she proved her faith in what she was desiring of God. And she received it. Simon, he thought, I guess, setting the table was enough. But the other things he hadn't done. And he didn't have faith in the one that was sitting there eating with him. He talked to him. You know, it doesn't say anything about any conversation that woman had with Christ. It was just what Christ said to her. But she said nothing. But God knew what was in her heart. Me and you today, God knows what's in her heart. Isn't it wonderful to know when we get on our knees and we're so burdened we don't know what to ask? God knows what we need. When we're so burdened we don't know how to put it into words, God hears and He answers. When all that can come is just tears, God knows what's in the heart. That you can't even put into words for your own self, God knows what you need. And He can answer. This woman, she asked nothing that the Bible records, but she received so much. She received forgiveness and peace. He said her sins was many, but she went away free. Forgiven in peace. You and I today, it's not how good we've been, but how honest we've been before God. How truthful we are. You know, a person like Simon might think this woman, because of what she's doing, she's trying to appear good. But if he really knew, he'd know she's just a sinner. Christ knew. And it wasn't she was trying to appear good. She was sorry for what she was. And she knew who Christ was. She knew that he was something special. She recognized he was more special than Simon did, didn't he? Why? Because she come to him with, you know, and it doesn't say, it just, when she knew he was there, she come. You know, it may have been that she never felt good enough to go when Christ was in the temple. She never felt good enough to go to the temple, but to go into a sinner's house where Christ was, she felt comfortable about going. But isn't it wonderful? When she left there, she was pure and clean. And, you know, it doesn't say anything about it. But I've often wondered in reading this just how close that she was to Christ after this. Just how close that it was that she stayed right there. Because, you know, we can read in the Bible of a lot of the people that was around Christ They were people that had been in sin. They was people that had lived lives that was looked at as being holy by no means. And yet when they come to know the Lord, they was looked on differently after that. Why? Because they no longer was what they were. They become new people. Isn't it wonderful to know today we can become new people in Christ Jesus? As he said here, thy sins are forgiven. Me and you, that was the most wonderful thing. When I felt that forgiveness come in, it was something I couldn't explain. It was something I've never been able to explain. But you know that it took place. You felt that it took place. And, you know, the world today cannot comprehend anything like that because, you know, they think the only thing you can feel is, you know, excitement over a ball game or something like that. But when it comes to things of God, they act like there's no feeling there. You just got to believe. Isn't it wonderful to know that there's feeling also when you're made alive in Christ Jesus? A feeling that the world can never understand. But I'm so thankful to God that each and every one of us, when we come and experience the very thing that this lady did, you know, we might not be able to bow and wash Christ's feet with our tears or anoint them with oil or kiss them. But isn't it wonderful to know that we can still bow before Him and feel Him touch us? Feel Him cleanse us from our sin when we have faith to believe. That faith is still what makes us whole. It wasn't the tears. It wasn't the kiss. It wasn't the oil. It was her faith. You and I, we can't do the things that she did, but we can have the faith. And we can receive. Anyone got a word, anything on your heart this morning before we close? I beg each and every one of you, please, pray for our little church here. God would send people out. You know, it'll be a big blow to lose Daryl's family. But, you know, God can replace it with somebody else. And it would be wonderful to have a church that we could work together with. So, you know, my heart is all there is that God would just really bless Daryl and that church, that it would grow for the Lord. And God can bless us to grow here too.